The Winter Olympics in Italy are just 3 weeks away. Usually these major international sports events unleash a wave of national euphoria, but not, it seems, in sports-crazy Italy, where the Winter Games are being largely ignored. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
The 2006 Winter Olympics will take place in the city of Turin and in mountain areas up to an hour and a half drive away. One of the most stunning is Sestriere, site of the alpine skiing venues and surging skyward at more than 6,000 feet. Snowmaking machines are working at full throttle even on the highest peaks because it hasn't snowed since December. All the venues appear ready and Olympic officials are proud of what they've achieved. Daniele Bessone, a spokesman for the Turin Games organizing committee, says numerous new ski lifts and cable cars have been built.
Sestriere, right in front of the Olympic Village, athletes will have a very comfortable way of reaching the venues, which in the post-Olympic use will be a very comfortable way of reaching the slopes also for the tourists.
Today, the slopes have a James Bondian look. Soldiers in full camouflage are swishing down the pistes. They'll be among the 10,000-strong security agents who will be deployed between Turin and the many mountain venues. The Olympic Protective Shield will include 1,000 members of an anti-aircraft artillery unit. Little is known about the game's security plans, but officials indicate that the defenses put in place for John Paul's funeral last April in Rome will serve as a blueprint. And as workers go on overtime for frenetic last-minute preparations, Italy is grooming perhaps another Alberto Tomba.
Quinta vittoria consecutiva dell'azzurro Giorgio Rocca che ha vinto.
On Monday, the sports news was a flurry of week-long victories for Italians in winter sports and the fifth consecutive victory for favorite son Giorgio Rocca. But in the city of Turin, there seems to be little excitement either for these achievements or for the upcoming international sporting event. For enlightenment, we turn to the journalist's proverbial first source, a taxi driver. Here is Gianni Raimondi.
This is typical of Turin. It has never been a warm city. Whatever happens here, people always react with a cool reserve.
But there's not just reserve. Ticket sales are lagging. There are still hotel rooms available, and newspapers, both local and national, give little coverage to the Olympic Games. The journey of the Olympic flame northward along the Italian boot has not been smooth. It has been repeatedly obstructed by a variety of protests, from anti-globalists denouncing Olympic Games sponsor Coca-Cola to people with local grievances. A large store in Turin sells goods with the official Olympic Games logo. A young woman who works here admits sottovoce that sales have been poor. She says lots of her friends are turned off by what she calls the crass merchandising and all the money that's been spent for the Olympic event. Mario Viano, in charge of urban planning at Turin City Hall, agrees.
Un po' disneylandiana, no? Vi dicevo prima, fare queste macro strutture dovunque, ogni anno.
People are dismayed by this Disneyland effect. Every 4 years, the International Olympic Committee demands a huge outlay for gigantic structures. The IOC should ask itself whether all this makes sense, whether this is rational or madness.
The overall budget of the Games is $2.5 billion. The organizing committee suddenly found itself with a budget hole of $30 million after the center-right government of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi unexpectedly cut the final Olympic funding. David Banfo, an editor at the newspaper La Repubblica, says many people in Turin suspect the funding cut was politically motivated.
It came right after Berlusconi's party lost regional election here. The government suddenly began to show indifference towards the Olympic Games.
After a week of frenetic negotiations, local banks and municipal administrations agreed to cover the budget deficit. But Turin Mayor Sergio Chiamparino could not hide his bitterness. He told reporters last week that Prime Minister Berlusconi has not yet announced if and when he will come to Turin during the Games. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News,